the final input from Napoleon Hill from Think and Grow Rich. This standing army is at your service. It will bring you fame, fortune, peace of mind, or whatever you demand of life. In this picture, you see the most powerful army on earth. Observe the emphasis on the word powerful. This army is standing at attention, ready to do the bidding of any person who will command it. It is your army if you will take charge of it. These soldiers are labeled definite chief aim, habit of saving, self-confidence, imagination, initiative, leadership, enthusiasm, self-control, doing more than paid for, pleasing personality, accurate thought, concentration, cooperation, failure, tolerance, golden rule, the mastermind. A long-searching study of the lives of 500 great American men and women, as well as actual endorsement from nationally known leaders, proves that these are the basic principles upon which all true and lasting success is built. Power comes from organized effort. You see in this picture, in these soldiers, the forces which enter into all organized effort. Master these 16 forces or personal qualities, and you may have whatever you want in life. A few words from the publishers, the Ralston Society. And it is because we are going to help you to master these forces that the publishers of Think and Grow Rich want to have a little chat with you. For over 50 years, Ralston has supplied hundreds of thousands, yes, probably millions, of ambitious men and women with home study books that bring health, wealth, power, and happiness. We have many unusual, private, exciting instruction books embracing all human powers. From time to time, we will extend an invitation to you to read these courses. But for the time being, let us concentrate upon the inspiring message that Napoleon Hill, author of Think and Grow Rich, has for you. So great a businessman and master of success as John Wanamaker, merchant prince of New York and Philadelphia, said, "If I had a young son, I would insist that he read every word of the Law of Success by Napoleon Hill and the books by Dr. Blank." These two men are perhaps the most inspirational writers in the world. I know your 17 fundamentals of success are sound because I have been applying them in my business for more than 30 years. Napoleon Hill has written a postgraduate course for you. It is because we sincerely feel that every reader of this book should go on into this postgraduate course known as the Law of Success that we take the liberty here of giving a few brief sidelights upon this brilliant work. The Law of Success presents for the first time in the history of the world the true philosophy upon which all lasting success is built. Ideas, when translated into intelligent plans of action, are the beginning of all successful achievement. So, the Law of Success proceeds to show you how to create practical ideas for every human need. It does it in easy-to-understand lessons. Napoleon Hill spent the better part of 25 years in perfecting this philosophy of success. During the long years he has worked on it, some parts or the whole of it have been reviewed and praised by many of the greatest Americans of our time. Among them are included four presidents of the United States, Theodore Roosevelt, Woodrow Wilson, Warren G. Harding, William H. Taft, Thomas Edison, Luther Burbank, William J. Wrigley, Alexander Graham Bell, Judge E. H. Gary, Cyrus H. K. Curtis, Edward Bach, E. M. Statler, dozens of glowing names in politics, finance, education, invention. Andrew Carnegie started it. Over 25 years ago, Napoleon Hill, then a young special investigator for a nationally known business magazine, was sent to interview Andrew Carnegie. During that interview, Carnegie slyly dropped a hint of a certain master power he used, a magic law of the human mind, a little-known psychological principle, which was amazing in its power. Carnegie suggested to Hill that upon that principle, he could build the philosophy of all personal success, whether it be measured in terms of money, power, position, prestige, influence, accumulation of wealth. That part of the interview never went into Hill's magazine, but it did launch the young author upon over 20 years of research, and today we open to you the discovery and methods of using the revolutionary force, which Carnegie quietly hinted at. The thrilling methods of using it are now taught in 8 textbooks known as the Law of Success. In the trail of the Law of Success lessons come accomplishment, not mere entertainment and time-killing diversion. There come larger businesses, bigger bank accounts, fatter pay envelopes, small struggling enterprises, given new life and power to grow. Low pay employees shown how to gain advancement by leaps and bounds. It is impossible in this small space to give any real idea of the inspiring, revealing lessons in the 8 textbooks of Law of Success. but you will realize that a wonderful treat is in store for you when you read what some American leaders have said. He saw parts of the philosophy while in process of creation. Also, see two pages at front of the book. Allow me to express my appreciation of the compliment you have paid me in sending the original manuscript of The Law of Success. I can see you have spent a great deal of time and thought in its preparation. Your philosophy is sound, and you are to be congratulated for sticking to your work over so long a period of years. Your students will be amply rewarded for their labor. World's greatest inventor, Thomas A. Edison. Your work and mind are peculiarly akin. I am helping the laws of nature to create more perfect specimens of vegetation, while you are using those same laws through the law of success to build more perfect specimens of thinkers. World-famous scientist, Luther Burbank. Certainly, I will supply you with the information you request. This I consider to be not only a duty, but it is a pleasure as well. You are laboring in behalf of the people who have neither the time nor the inclination to ferret out the causes of failure and success. Former President of the United States, Theodore Roosevelt. Our entire business policy in the management of our hotels is based upon the 17 fundamentals of the law of success, of which I am a student. Founder of Great Hotel System, E. M. Statler. I feel greatly indebted for the privilege of reading your law of success philosophy. If I had had this 50 years ago, I suppose I could have accomplished all that I have done in less than half the time. I sincerely hope the world will discover and reward you. Steamship magnet, the dollar line, Robert Dollar. Napoleon Hill has produced what I believe to be the first practical philosophy of achievement. Its major distinguishing feature is the simplicity in which it has been presented. Leland Stanford University, David Starr Jordan. The best evidence of the soundness of the law of success, with which I am personally acquainted, is the noteworthy achievement of Mr. Curtis, who has built one of the greatest publishing businesses in the world by applying the principles of this philosophy. Former editor, Ladies' Home Journal, Edward Bach. You may say for Mr. Rockefeller that he endorses Mr. Hill's 17 fundamental principles of success and that he recommends them to those who are seeking the highway to achievement. Secretary to John D. Rockefeller. Evidence that money could not buy. The foregoing is evidence and praise seldom accorded any course of education. Money could not buy such letters of endorsement from men who are or have been leaders of our time. Millions of books have been written to amuse, to entertain, to help you while away your idle hours. But here in the Law of Success are 8 vibrating, power-radiating books that shape your destiny, enrich your future, and turn your hopes and dreams into solid success realities. Don't waste your own precious years blindly searching for the hidden roads to the heights. Profit by the dearly bought experience of America's leaders. Over 500 great and prominent men of America were minutely analyzed, their methods, motives, strategy to find out the secrets to put them on top. No matter whether you are rich or poor, you have one asset as great as the richest man living, and that is time. But with each setting sun, you become one day older and have one day less in which to attain the success and wealth you desire. Thousands of progressive people throughout the North American continent have realized this mighty truth and have sought the help so clearly and inspiringly taught in Napoleon Hill's Law of Success. You cannot afford to let day after day slip into eternity without getting possession of this course. You will profit greatly from the lessons in Think and Grow Rich. You will take even more brilliant and gratifying rewards from the Law of Success. The cost is trifling, the benefits are tremendous. May we tell you in detail about the Law of Success? If you say yes, then write us that you are a reader of this book and would like detailed information about the Law of Success. The Ralston Society, Meriden, Connecticut. Bibliography of Napoleon Hill, 1928, Law of Success. 1930, The Magic Ladder to Success. 1937, Think and Grow Rich. 1939, How to Sell Your Way Through Life. 1941, Mental Dynamite. 1945, The Master Key to Riches. 1948, Think Your Way to Wealth. 1953, How to Raise Your Own Salary. 1960, Success Through a Positive Mental Attitude, co-authored with W. Clement Stone. 1961, PMA Science of Success Course. 1967, Grow Rich with Peace of Mind. 1970, Succeed and Grow Rich Through Persuasion, co-authored with Harold E. Kim. 1971, You Can Work Your Own Miracles. additional tributes to Napoleon Hill are at the back of his book from Taft, the former president and former chief justice of the United States, King of the 5 and 10th cent stores, F.W. Woolworth, Robert Dollar, the great steamship magnate, Samuel Gompers, the famous American labor leader, Woodrow Wilson, former president, John Wanamaker, merchant prince, George Eastman, the world's largest maker of cameras, and William Wrigley Jr., nationally known business chief. If you're interested in learning more, keep track of what's happening on our website and let us know how we can help you.